It's awkward. It's Tuesday. It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Don't you hate when you're trying to help out a friend, but it backfires and instead makes everything way worse? When Brooke told Alexis, "Yeah, I think dyeing your hair pink is a great idea."
Don't get me started.
That backfired.
Sorry, actually, that's not really a friend-to-friend example.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I shouldn't have used that as
a grandma.
It's okay.
Whatever. Okay.
See, this is why I never, ever help my friends. It's too risky.
There you go.
It's also why one of our listeners emailed the show. Her name's Lisa, and her plan to help out a friend came back to haunt her.
Oh, no.
Lisa, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Yeah. Oh, no. Did you get banned from a hair salon too, Lisa?
No, thankfully.
No.
Well, oh, my God.
Tell us about the situation that you're in and who you're going to be calling. What's the person's name?
His name's Kenny, and he's a really, really good guy friend of mine. I've known him for many years.
All right.
And, you guys hang out all the time, or he's, a work friend? What's your...
Yeah, we met at work, but we've remained friends. We work at different places now, but...
Cool.
Okay, and how did you lead Kenny down the wrong path?
Oh, God, I really messed up. Mm-hmm. So, Kenny is a very nice guy. He's very sweet. Uh-huh. But one thing about Kenny is that he's never really been that good with women.
Okay.
And he knows that about himself. He's self-aware.
Because you've told him that probably. He'd be like, sorry, Kenny.
Hey, bro, you know you suck with the ladies.
Yeah.
Poor Kenny.
That's what a good friend does.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. But it's really a bummer because it has reached this point where he gets really upset, and he's just so frustrated because he just feels really dejected, and he gets turned down often in person. I think in the last month he's been turned down 3 times or so.
I mean, good for him for still putting himself out there and doing it in person is impressive.
It's tough to keep picking yourself back up if you get rejected over and over, so that's good on him.
Yeah, so anyway, he was venting to me about this, and I just felt like he needed some help, and I wanted to do something just to lift his spirits a little bit. So without telling him, I figured out how to get him a date.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. Nice.
Well, it kind of isn't, because what I did was I Googled and I found this service online.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
And I picked out a woman who I thought was his type, and I paid her to basically show him a good time and have a fun night with him.
Once you said pay, I was that's a different level of helping a friend.
I mean, but if he had a fun night, that's good.
That's good.
How much did you pay, by the way? What kind of fun did he have?
Well, I don't know exactly what happened, but...
Wink, wink, because we're on the radio.
I'm just asking if you paid for extras, that's all.
She had one number, and I paid it, so...
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I explained to her the situation, and we set it up. I was going to be with Kenny at a bar, and she was going to meet us, and it would be very natural and sort of incognito, basically.
Okay. So Kenny didn't know that this was set up as a thing. I see.
I just thought it would be a very casual, just one night of fun, whatever that means.
Right, get his confidence back, get his a little bit of his swagger back.
Okay. So he's going to hit you up and be like, you couldn't believe how great we clicked and everything was great, thinking it was genuine.
Yeah, did it work?
It sure did.
I wish it didn't work very well.
God, you guys, I feel like a monster, trust me. Okay,
no.
So the night went well, basically. It went perfectly without a hitch.
Okay.
And then I got a text later about how awesome it was, and he's like, I'm back. I feel on top of the world, basically.
But that's what you wanted, right?
At the time, I felt really good. I was like, oh, thank God. That came together and, maybe I did a good thing.
Suddenly he has 10,000 dates all lined up just because you got him back on the bicycle again.
That's what I had thought. But what I didn't think about what ended up happening, it didn't even cross my mind. Kenny got her number and he's been texting her nonstop and meeting up with her consistently to hang out over a whole week.
What?
Oh, he likes her.
So wait, does she like him now?
Well, every time they meet up, she's been charging my credit card.
Yikes.
She thinks this is still part of the service that you paid for?
Yikes.
Yes. She's got you signed up for auto pay.
Subscription service.
Yeah.
You were drug subscription service.
You did the 12-month package.
For real. I mean, I looked at my statement and she's charged me 4 times and I didn't even realize it.
No.
Am I allowed to ask how much or should I not?
You already keep asking.
Come on, Brooke. Oh, my God. What are you going to do?
Well, let me put it to you this way. I mean, I called her yesterday and I told her I can't afford it and she needs to stop charging me. And so she said, okay. And after that, I get a text from Kenny and he says that she told him she can't see him anymore. And then he asked her why. And she's like, just ask Lisa.
Oh no, she did.
Escort threw you under the bus.
Dude.
She totally did. I wish that she had just ghosted him or something.
Yeah, or said like,
she doesn't care. It's business to her. She's like, yo, ask your other friend if you want to see me again.
God, you should have tipped her better. And then she would have said something like, I'm moving out of the country. Yeah. You know, that's a better option.
So where are we at now?
So basically now I feel like I have to tell him the truth and it's going to be so awkward. And I don't know how to break it to him, honestly. Like, I feel awful, and there's no good way. Like, I can't think of a good way to do this.
All right, so let's play a song. We'll come back, and we'll give you a little bit of advice on how to tell your friend Kenny that you paid for an escort to hang out with him over the last week.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds so cringy the way you said that, but yeah.
Okay, I'll think of a better way to say it, too, but we'll do it with your Awkward Tuesday phone call next.
It's awkward. It's Tuesday. Tuesday phone call.
When we say awkward, we mean awkward
today.
Kind of crazy today, to be honest.
Because how do you tell a friend that the woman he's been kind of dating is really an escort that you paid for to help lift their spirits?
Uh-huh.
And
really lift.
Then you had to tell said escort to stop seeing him because you can't afford her.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is how you do it on the radio.
That's what one of our listeners
wants to do. Her name's Lisa. And Lisa, I got to say, you called the right people. Because a lot of Brooke's former high school classmates are now working as escorts. So, Brooke, I'm sure you have some great insight for her. What do you think?
You mean I might know the woman?
It's possible.
It is very possible, to be honest. I mean, here's the thing. I really think you need to emphasize to your friend how great he is and the reason why you did this, because that is pure. That piece of it is really nice. Maybe just try not to use the word escort if you can help it. Like, maybe you just paid a woman.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, escort.
I bought you a hooker, buddy. Yeah.
Because it may take the sting out of it a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, hired someone?
Hired someone.
Okay. So avoid the word escort. What do you think, Jose?
And I'm with Brooke. It sounds like you just need to be very sincere, but make sure you tell him. I think no matter what your intentions were first, so that he's not going to take it well regardless. But if you just say, look, I just wanted the best for you. I was all coming from a good place, and it just spiraled out of control on its own.
You're good friends. Maybe you can laugh about it at some point.
I hope so.
Oh, it's so funny when someone you like ends up being paid to hang out with you.
Don't say escort and laugh at him when you tell him. We got it. So I feel like we're ready to do this. Do you feel ready, Lisa?
Yeah, I think I'm as ready as like I'm going to be.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to dial Kenny's number and let you tell him what you did. Make your Awkward Tuesday phone call. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Kenny, it's me.
Hey, what's going on? I didn't recognize the number. My phone must be acting up or something.
Oh, yeah. How are you?
You know, well, I mean, it's kind of like a roller coaster, you know, a crazy month, you know, ups and downs and, you know, but I'm getting through it. I think things are leveling out for sure.
Oh, good. Yeah. I mean, I know it's been weird the past couple of days. I've been meaning to call you and just like catch up a little bit.
Yeah. Like about the whole message thing. That was kind of weird. So what's the deal? What's going on with you and Noel?
Yeah, I am so sorry about that whole situation.
I mean, is it what I think it is?
What do you mean? What do you think it is?
I mean, did you tell her to stop seeing me because you're into me?
Oh, no. God, no, I'm sorry. No,
why is she telling me to ask you?
Yeah, I know. When I read that part of your text, I was like, oh God. I'm not sure, honestly, why she would say that, but.
No, she said, ask you. It feels like, I feel like you're hiding something.
Oh God. Okay. I mean, here's the deal. I just want you to hear me out. Okay. Cause I'm having a hard time explaining this. Like,
right,
I know.
Okay.
I know that like you've had a hard time finding people to go out with, and dating has been such a nightmare. And I don't know if you remember this or not, but a few weeks ago you said to me, I just need one win.
Yeah. So,
well, you know, I mean, we're good friends and I care about you, and I wanted you just to have a win, you know?
Okay. What does this have to do with Noelle?
Okay. So look, I set up that meeting with Noelle. Okay. Like I set it all up.
What, you know, Noelle?
Well, yes. I told her about you and I told her where we would be, and she showed up. And it was all coordinated.
Then why did you tell her to stop? I mean, that was really nice of you, and then you cut it off.
Well, this is the thing. I don't even know how to say this, but it was just getting expensive.
What's expensive?
Like, I was running out of money.
Wait a minute. You paid one of your friends to go out with me? That's horrible.
Oh, God. Well, no, she's not. First of all, I don't know her. She's not my friend.
What do you mean?
She's an escort.
Oh, God. It didn't go that bad.
Oh, my God. Jeffrey, you're holding
Jeffrey?
Your forehead because you're so stressed out.
I know.
Are
I'm
you
sorry.
Kidding me?
It could have been worse is all I'm saying.
Wait, who the hell is on here?
Hey, Kenny, you're on with
Lisa?
The radio. No, well, yes, Lisa's still there, but you're on with the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning right now.
Oh
man.
So this is a joke?
No.
Maybe in like 3 years when you look back on it, you'll think it's funny.
Yeah. This is a segment that we do called an Awkward Tuesday phone call, where we help some of our listeners who are dealing with a tough situation in their life have a hard conversation with another person. And you are the person we're having the hard conversation with.
Wait, so this is real?
Yeah.
Yeah, very real.
I didn't win anything or nothing?
No. The truth?
I mean, you want some new friends?
Yeah, there you go,
in this room?
Alexis, the truth.
See, Lisa was having a hard time figuring out how to break this news to you that the girl that you've been hanging out with for the past week is someone that she hired.
Kenny,
so
I'm still on the line. I'm really sorry, okay? I had no idea that this would unravel this way and that you guys were going to keep seeing each other after that first night. Like, the whole intention behind it was that you told me you just wanted one win, and then all of a sudden my credit card is getting charged like 4 times.
Well, yeah, I was winning a lot, you know.
That a boy, Kenny.
No wonder she was always available to hang out. Yeah.
You know, there were times where it was just so easy. I just remember thinking something was up. Something was weird.
Oh.
Okay.
Like she was too pleasing.
Like agreeable.
Yeah.
Maybe not use that word.
Okay,
Brooke.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like too with you.
Accommodating.
Yes, that's the one.
I should have known something was up. And she made weird little comments on our last date, like you couldn't afford me or something. And, you know, I just.
What?
Oh, man.
It's funny, girls tell me that all the time.
Yeah.
That's nothing to do with that.
Yeah,
okay.
Buddy.
Well, I think it's because we went Dutch, you know, on a meal, and she just gave me a weird look or whatever. And...
Oh,
you made her pay.
She's like, I don't pay for things.
Well, I mean, for herself.
Okay.
I got to say, Kenny, I think you're handling this pretty well right now. You sound like, I didn't know if you were going to be angry or we were going to deal with a crying Kenny, which would have been fine, too.
Yeah.
Those are all valid emotions.
And remember, your friend's doing this because she loves you and she wants you to be happy.
What are you feeling right now, Kenny?
Well, I mean, you know, it's been fun with this chick, but like I said, it was unrealistic. And, you know, I mean, honestly, I was really kind of heading toward the direction of maybe Lisa, you know, at some point.
Wait.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, you know, one for the win, and then, you know, like hit the home run, you know, with, you know, old pal.
Oh, so it gave you enough confidence to think of Lisa as more than a friend.
Are you trying to talk romantically to Lisa and you just said old pal in the same sentence?
Well, you know.
Lisa, are you hearing this?
Kenny, like, you know I have a boyfriend. Like, this is, we've had this talk.
Yeah, did you pay for him too?
Oh my God.
Hey, she deserved that. Wow. Don't act offended. That was funny.
Wait.
You gotta admit,
I do deserve that.
Kenny does sound way more confident now.
Yeah. He sounds like he's a player.
He's going for his best friend.
He's like, look, sweetheart.
So wait, Kenny, do you actually have feelings for Lisa?
Yeah, she knows that, though.
Oh, you guys have talked about this before. Lisa?
We have, but I'm glad that we're friends, and I don't want to make this any more awkward and weird than it already has become.
Yeah, but then why are you always telling me what an awesome guy I am? And,
well, you are an awesome guy, but that doesn't mean...
Okay, I'm not awesome enough for you?
No, that's not... You're my friend, and that's how it's going to stay.
Yeah. Oh, are we hitting again?
Oh, man.
No.
First the escort news, then the double friend zone.
Yikes. Oh, yikes.
You know what? You know, it sounds like I'm going to need another couple of dates with the old dick.
Oh!
All right. Oh, get your credit card back out, Lisa. We're going to need to re-up on Noelle.
He doesn't even care.
He doesn't even care. Good on you, Kenny.
It's kind of a win-win for Kenny. I mean, either way, he's got someone.
That's true.
Okay. Kenny, all jokes aside, you know I'm always going to be your wing woman, like, forever.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.